Imagine having a roadmap for your child's brain development, a guide that shows exactly how your daily interactions shape their neural pathways and future success. This is precisely what Dr. Daniel Aim offers through his revolutionary brain-first approach to parenting. After performing over 250,000 brain scans, Dr. Aim discovered something profound. Everything we do either helps or hurts our brain function. For parents, this insight is transformative. Your 3-pound brain, with more connections than stars in our galaxy, determines how you parent, while your parenting directly impacts your child's developing neural architecture. When your brain works right, you parent right. When your child's brain works right, they make better decisions, form healthier relationships, and build greater resilience against life's inevitable challenges. Mental strength isn't just about willpower. It's built upon 4 interconnected foundations. The biological circle encompasses brain health, nutrition, sleep, and physical activity. The psychological circle includes thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. The social circle involves relationships and communication skills. The spiritual circle centers on purpose, meaning, and values. When these 4 circles are balanced, children develop remarkable resilience. Consider Susan, an exhausted mother of 4 who struggled with poor memory and irritability. By optimizing these 4 circles, improving her sleep, challenging negative thoughts, strengthening her family connections, and reconnecting with her purpose, she transformed not just her own well-being, but her effectiveness as a parent. This holistic approach works because it addresses the complete ecosystem that supports mental strength, rather than focusing on isolated behaviors or quick fixes that rarely produce lasting change. Research identifies 4 key parenting styles that shape child development. Helicopter parents are overly protective and permissive, creating dependent children. Drill sergeants demand compliance through force, breeding resentment. Uninvolved parents remain distant, offering neither guidance nor structure. The consultant parent strikes an optimal balance, maintaining high expectations while showing warmth and respect. Instead of solving problems, they might say, "That's tough. If any kid can figure it out, you're the one." This approach guides children until their brains fully develop, around age 25, while building secure attachment through empathy. By allowing affordable consequences, like missing the bus or forgetting homework, consultant parents develop lasting problem-solving skills and confidence. Children's developing brains need clear boundaries, particularly for stress response. Research shows authoritative parenting with firm, loving limits helps children build responsibility and independence while reducing mental health risks. When children test boundaries, consistent enforcement teaches self-regulation. Parents who give in to resistance inadvertently create a slot machine effect, teaching children that manipulation through emotional outbursts eventually works. Children adopt the values of parents with whom they have a strong bond. Research shows teenagers who feel connected to parents have dramatically lower rates of risky behaviors, including substance abuse, violence, and suicide. Building this connection requires consistently conveying 5 essential messages. You're important to us. We value your feelings. We respect your thoughts. You're capable, and you're worth protecting. Spend 20 minutes daily doing activities your child chooses, avoiding commands, and noticing positive behaviors. Practice empathy, showing genuine interest in feelings before setting limits, rather than sympathy that suggests weakness. Listen actively by repeating without judgment, identifying underlying feelings, and reflecting what you hear. Build confidence by reinforcing strengths rather than focusing on mistakes. And protect appropriately. Not from every discomfort, but from genuine dangers that exceed their current capabilities. When 7-year-old Emma was devastated after being excluded from a birthday party, her mother resisted the urge to call the other parent or dismiss Emma's feelings. Instead, she sat quietly, acknowledged the pain, and asked questions that helped Emma process her emotions. This approach preserved their connection while teaching Emma to navigate social disappointments, a skill far more valuable than being rescued from every hurt. True discipline isn't about punishment. It's about teaching children to discern right from wrong and make healthy decisions independently. Research shows that authoritarian parenting yields high compliance, 70%, when present, but drops dramatically, 29%, when absent. In contrast, democratic parenting maintains more consistent results, 50% to 46%, by fostering self-control and intrinsic motivation. Before setting limits, carefully consider parenting goals and enforceability. Expect an extinction burst, a temporary increase in negative behaviors as children test new boundaries. Focus on long-term outcomes over immediate compliance. When children argue, avoid lengthy explanations. Instead, calmly repeat simple phrases like, "I love you too much to argue," or "What did I say?" without sarcasm. Consider 6-year-old Max, who broke his crayons in frustration. His teacher responded with empathy and guided him to solve the problem himself. Though he missed recess, he eventually figured out how to tape them back together, experiencing pride in his accomplishment. This approach teaches problem-solving through gentle coaching. The 5 goals of discipline are teaching wise choice discernment, learning from small consequences, developing self-discipline, building resilience through manageable challenges, and maintaining healthy accountability. Your thoughts shape your parenting effectiveness and your children's mental strength. Dr. Amen coined the term ANTS, automatic negative thoughts, after seeing how negative thinking patterns infested his patients' minds like ants in his kitchen. These patterns affect everyone, including parents like Allison, who couldn't acknowledge her parenting successes despite raising 3 young children. The 9 most harmful thought patterns include filtering out positives, excessive blaming, using absolutes like always and never, predicting the worst, creating pressure with should and must, negative labeling, mind reading without verification, harmful comparisons, and dwelling on past or future. Managing ANTS starts with recognizing that not every thought deserves belief. The proven 3-step process involves writing down negative thoughts, identifying the type of ANT, and challenging it by asking, "Is it true? How do I feel believing this? How would I feel without it?" Children can learn a simplified version using "Is it true?" and "Are you sure? How do you know?" This practice builds lasting neural pathways for mental management. Like the 3rd little pig who built with bricks instead of twigs, raising strong kids requires more work than raising weak ones. Parents must prepare children for the real world rather than pursuing constant comfort. Children develop strength through facing challenges with appropriate support, not through protection. The building blocks of strength include teaching practical skills, expecting children to create rather than coast, requiring meaningful contributions through chores, allowing boredom to spark imagination, and teaching delayed gratification. Walter Mischel's marshmallow experiments showed that children who could resist immediate rewards for larger future ones scored 210 points higher on SATs and developed greater resilience and stronger relationships. Like young trees needing wind exposure to develop strong roots while receiving shelter, children need the right balance of challenge and support. Your role isn't to make the path easy, it's to prepare them for it. Allowing appropriate struggles today builds the mental strength they'll need for tomorrow's challenges.